Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
All right. Hey there, everybody. It's J. Stu, and I'm here with K. Stu.
Hey.
And we're going to have a new segment now on the show. We decided we needed more podcasts where the actual podcasters get together and talk about whatever. And we realized that a couple times a week, we walk Kath's dog, Pixie, around the corner.
Around the block.
Around the block, which is a good 5-10 minute walk. Figured that'd be a good time to record. Tonight we kind of wussed out, though, because it's freezing outside, so we brought the dog home, and now we're going to talk real quick.
Sure.
What are we calling the segment? Pixie Walk?
I don't know.
I think Pixie Walk. Anyhow, so we're just going to talk about whatever we feel like. I wrote a couple points down today if you want to talk about it. First of all, excited that Kevin Smith's coming to Niagara Falls Comic Con?
Yes. Very. I'm going to be in the same room with him again, and you know what happened last time.
I don't remember.
I couldn't breathe.
Oh, at the George Trompanopoulos show?
Yep.
Now, he's there podcasting with Jay Muse. He's not actually going to be on the floor, but Jay Muse is for 2 days, which is pretty awesome,
I think.
I'll
be in the same building with him.
True.
He can't just walk around on the floor. There's not enough security for that.
Well, tickets aren't that bad, like $35, I guess. Which I've seen pricier tickets for Kevin Smith before.
By the time I get $35 together, they'll probably be sold out.
Oh, yeah. Well, they already went on sale, So that's pretty awesome. I'd love to get an interview with Muse if we can.
That would be interesting.
And a couple other people they announced. Norm from Cheers. That's kind of a big deal, right?
Norm from Cheers. I'm actually excited about that. And it was Balmer that mentioned if we get an interview with him, we have to ask him about Spice World.
Oh, yeah. And he was in, remember those movies, I think they were called House? They were like horror movies in the 80s?
No, I don't remember. I don't like horror, so.
Okay. I think William Catt was in it, though. So if I'm wrong, I don't know, maybe I was drunk at the time.
Maybe. It was the 80s.
George Wendt was also in Gung Ho. I would ask him. Going back to our, we would never ask them about their main role. We'll just skip Cheers, ask them about Spice World and Gung Ho.
Yep.
And Fletch. He was Fat Sammy in Fletch.
That's just funny.
Oh,
the movie was called House.
I'm totally going there. I'm not going to even mention Cheers if we get an interview.
He was on Franklin and Bash.
Oh, yeah.
So we can ask him about that.
For sure.
Looking quickly through his IMDb. Hot in Cleveland. He was on an episode. Santa Buddies, if Diana wants to do the interview.
She did see that.
He was in A Colbert Christmas with Nutmeg.
I don't remember him in that.
I don't either. Maybe that wasn't the Nutmeg one. Just looking through here. Santa Baby with Jenny McCarthy. He was Santa Claus.
Oh, wasn't there a Santa Baby too?
There was. I don't think that one was listed, though.
Oh.
I don't think Santa came back for that one.
Spoiler alert.
Saturday Night Live as Bob Swirsky.
Da Bears. Oh, my God. I would totally not ask him about Cheers, then.
Much like when I interviewed Christopher Knight and didn't ask him a single Brady Bunch question.
Yeah.
Not even to say... pork chops and applesauce.
Right.
Spice World. Sorry, I'm still going through here. I'm at 1996 now. Space Truckers?
Well, I do not remember Space Truckers.
I thought there was something that you had mentioned that or something, but maybe not. Wasn't he in the Michael Jackson video?
Yeah.
Is that what
he was yelling at Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have so much non-Cheers stuff to ask.
Is that what you were gasping about when I started my question? Were we on the same wavelength?
Yeah.
That one, that's kind of funny.
And then Macaulay Culkin came with the guitar and blasted George Wendt into space and in the recliner.
What, it was really Slash's guitar?
Yeah.
Forever Young, the Mel Gibson movie?
Oh my God, I love that movie. He was the scientist that froze Mel Gibson, spoiler alert.
He did play Norm Peterson on Wings. We could ask him. He played it on Wings. He played it on Frasier. He played it on Family Guy. The Tortellis. Gung Ho. House was in 1986, that horror movie that you mentioned. He was in an episode of the Twilight Zone TV movie, or TV series. Fletch as Fat Sam. He was Norm Peterson in St. Elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
So St. Elsewhere was in the same universe as Cheers?
I guess.
Wow.
Which is weird, because wasn't St. Elsewhere in, like, Chicago and Cheers was in Boston?
I think it was in Boston as well. I think I remember an episode where some of the St. Elsewhere guys came into Cheers.
He was on an episode of Alice.
Oh.
He was Monty.
Oh.
He was on an episode of MASH.
Was this all pre-Cheers?
Now I'm at the pre-Cheers stage. Heart to Heart.
Oh, I hope he's not.
Soap. Taxi. These are, like, small roles, like Counterman, The Exterminator. Oh my god, say it isn't so it is. He was in the movie My Bodyguard.
With Chris Makepeace?
And, Jane Cobb.
That's probably what he's best known for.
Probably. He was also in the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve.
Wow.
He was a student.
Wow.
That was his first credited role, actually.
For that movie? Wow. Okay, George Wendt would be kind of a big deal then. I don't need to interview Michael Winslow from Police Academy, though. Although he was in Lavalantula.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Who was the other guy they announced? The guy from Sons of Anarchy?
Kim Coates, who played Tig. Oh, I want to meet him.
You just sat through. How long did it take you to get through all the seasons?
A few weeks. And I took a break. I took like a week break in there.
You went on a big binge watch.
I did. I sat here at night. Either the kid was asleep or just at your house. And I crocheted and just watched Sons of Anarchy. And would fall asleep watching it. And then like pick up the next day.
Wow. Now, I won't ask you too much about this getting into TV again. You watched the Sherlock movie and you don't know what you watched?
Okay, I watched the Sherlock movie. What I saw was really good. I was crocheting at the time, and when I'm crocheting, depending on the pattern, I can either zone out and just crochet, or mm-hmm. I have to count and figure out what I'm doing, and I think I was at a counting and figuring out what I was doing point.
Cool.
But it was... It wasn't a time travel one, but, spoilers, it was a dream sequence, but they were back in the 1860s maybe,
mm-hmm.
in England, maybe even further back, they were in olden times, but that it zoomed to now, and it was really well done. I have to go back and rewatch it, because I know I missed a lot of detail. And with that show, it's all about the details.
Right. I haven't caught it yet. I would be interested, though.
Oh, it's so good, though.
Now, wait till you see how I'm
like, gonna... as soon as the theme song came on, I was just, like, all kinds of happy in my heart.
Cool. So,
yeah.
You're a big Benedict Cumberbatch fan?
I don't know if I'd say a big Benedict Cumberbatch fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sherlock, and I like some of the things I've seen him in.
Cool. Now, what did you think of the pictures of him as Doctor Strange got revealed last week?
I think it looked great, and he had eyebrows.
He had eyebrows? He had the red cape?
So yeah. I'm excited to see that. Like, everything. I don't seek out his movies just because he's in them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Star Trek. Not because he was in it.
Right.
And I liked him in it. I like Sherlock. I've seen him on, like, talk shows and stuff and, like, joking around and stuff, and he just seems like a fun kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. But, I mean, obviously he can play serious and he can,
mm-hmm.
like, get down to business. And, like, as Sherlock, there's jokes, but, like, there's a lot of seriousness, too, so... He can pull it off. So
I saw a great meme today. It might have been from Ryan Fleming. I had a picture of him as Doctor Strange and Downey Jr. as Iron Man. And the word bubble underneath it was, Thanos is coming. And then underneath that, there's a picture of Star-Lord going, no shit, Sherlock. And then in the corner was Downey as Sherlock and Cumberbatch as Sherlock, which was great, I thought.
That is kind of cool.
Now, as we segue into Marvel movies.
See what I did there.
I see what I did there. A lot of recent things in recent years, spoilers for movies, if you will, have come from toys.
Mm-hmm.
So Funko, the pop vinyl guys, have released their listings for the Captain America Civil War pop vinyls that they're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a spoiler. You want me to say what? Or
sure.
Giant Man, which if you read the comics, was Ant-Man's next role. So maybe we're going to see Paul Rudd grow into Giant Man in this Captain America movie.
Yeah.
Which, I guess that's the next logical place for him to go.
It would make sense.
Yeah. So, they didn't post any pictures yet, but... Yeah, so that's all I got for the pop vinyl scandal.
Was it an accident, or do you think they purposely leaked it?
I don't know. I don't know. People do that, though. Like, the Lego sets always have some sort of spoiler in it, too, when they release them. And I noticed there was no Force Awakens Lego sets this time out.
No, that everything has been shut down.
Yeah.
About that. Like, obviously we knew about... Well, we didn't even know, like, Finn's whole story. We knew...
No.
There was a stormtrooper. We eventually found out his name, I think, because of the toys, but...
Oh, yeah.
And we knew... Adam Driver.
Oh, Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. Because of the whole lightsaber controversy, which... Where are those haters now, by the way?
I know, right?
After the movie came out and we had the lightsaber fight. I'm not giving out spoilers. Obviously, there's going to be a lightsaber fight in a Star Wars movie.
Really?
But where are all the haters that was like, that's stupid, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's how swords
are. Did they ever explain why he had the extra... things on there? I don't think I read anything.
I don't remember. But, I mean, if you look at swords, like, they always had, like, the handle part, and there was, some of them had the crossbar. Like, you can stab yourself with your sword anyway.
True, that's true. Although...
I hated that whole, like, backlash when the first trailer came out.
Oh, between that and, oh, there's a black stormtrooper? Where are those haters now?
It's not a spoiler, but you saw the movie, and Finn did have the line where, well, we all look different.
Yeah.
Like, that was just awesome, and I'm totally thinking that that line was tacked in after.
Could have been. There were reshoots after that first trailer.
So after the first trailer and after all the backlash, I mean, it's nothing for him to just, like, you know, reshoot that tiny little scene and just... I don't even remember how it was edited, but if it's just edited, like, spliced to him saying that line and then spliced back to the original footage or whatever. But, like, come on. It's been how many years since the Clone Wars now?
Oh, God, in this continuity? It had been at least 30 between the original, the prequel trilogy and the last trilogy. This one, they've officially said, is 30 years after. It's got to be, like, 60 years.
Yeah, so 60 years since they've used the clone technology.
I think they dealt with it on one of the cartoons, too, where all the clones, like, were old, with, like, gray beards and gray hair and stuff.
Well, and, like, you're building an army, and yes, you have this clone technology, but obviously you're going to have people who are, like, passionate about the cause, who want to fight for...
Yeah.
You know, anyway, you're going to get me going on Star Wars haters. And
that grinds her gears.
You see the steam going out of my ears.
Yeah, like a tea kettle. Anything else you might have found online today or on Facebook? Because that's where I got all these stories from, actually.
Not today.
A lot of pictures of Superman Batman toys with Wonder Woman, which are actually giving out the first official look of Jason Momoa as Aquaman, too.
I'll be Mira if I can be married to Jason Momoa.
Alright.
I'm okay with that.
Sure. We'll find you a nice Ronin going back to Stargate.
Anybody want to cosplay Jason Momoa Aquaman with me?
And on that note, so that's the first Pixie Walk. And we'll maybe do one or two of these a week if we can. Getting back into news segments and stuff like that, because we haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty cool idea. And then we figured once our TV shows start up again, we'll have that to talk about as well.
Yeah, we're recording this Monday night. I don't know what day it'll actually get posted and stuff, but
I'm going to try for tomorrow if we can.
Whatever. Things happen. But I'm just going to say, Supergirl came back from Christmas break tonight. Mm-hmm. Diana and I just caught up with the last episode that was just before Christmas break.
Was it good?
Oh, my God. I can't wait till you watch it.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
So we can talk about that. At least Supergirl's back. I don't know when Arrow and The Flash are coming back. And we've got a couple
next
weeks.
Next week, I think.
A couple weeks for the Rory Time Travel Good Time Superhero Hour.
Yeah.
That's what they should have called it.
And then the specials. Legend of Tomorrow.
Legend of Tomorrow.
And then there's a couple specials coming out about that and the DC movies.
Sneak preview of the Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
Get some sexy Chris Pine, Steve Trevor in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure out something for the next Pixie Walk. We will actually record it on the actual walk. But, thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions for Pixie Walk, let us know. Let us know what you thought of this one as well. And we'll talk to you another time.
Hi, Danielle.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.